simple prayers, and He reshapes them to reveal the deepest needs that we have. Except to God.
他把我们表面啊肤浅的祷告，转变成我们里面最深的需要，来带到神的面前。
Those of you who are parents here, if you have a child who started to learn to play the violin, or started to play the piano, or started to play an instrument,
我们这里有些当父母的，你们的孩子学钢琴、提琴，各样的乐器。
For years, you listened to them as they learned this instrument, and you would go to their band, or you would go to their orchestra.
你们多年听他们，他们开始去到乐队。
So at a beginner's band, a friend asked the parent this question: How can you stand it?
在那种初学者的乐团里面，有些人就问父母说：你们怎么能够忍受这样的声音？
All those missed tones and that whole thing off key. How can you stand it?
有很多走调音不准的事，你们怎么能忍受？
Now, of course, because as a parent you love your child, but this parent replied, well, I guess I just hear what they intend.
当然父母是因为爱的缘故，但是有一位父亲说，这是因为我们能够听见他们的目标。
And so when you pray, think about this, the Holy Spirit within you knows what you intend.And in the same way, the Holy Spirit is one who helps us in our weakness. When we don't know how we ought to pray, He intercedes for us.
同样，圣灵在我们祷告的时候，他知道我们里面真正要的是什么。
So we look at this verse, and I'd like you to read these verses together with me, in English or in Chinese, to remind us of the power of the Holy Spirit who helps us pray. Now, Romans 8, 26 to 27.
我们一起来读这节的圣经，中文、英文都可以。
Together, in the same way, Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for. The Spirit Himself intercedes for us with wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance.Feeble prayers, and according to God's will, He presents them to the Father.
圣灵帮助我们的祷告，把我们肤浅的祷告变成我们里面最深的需要，带到神。
So our weak prayers become powerful prayers by the Holy Spirit.
我们的祷告因着圣灵就有了能力。
Watchman Nee explains the power of prayer like this: Our prayers lie the track down.Which God's power can come. Like a mighty locomotive, like a mighty train, His power is irresistible, but it cannot reach us without the rails of prayer.
尼托森就这样解释祷告的力量，他说我们的祷告就好像是火车的铁轨，那个火车的机车有巨大的能力，但是说借着这个铁轨，它就能够到达。
So you see, prayer makes a difference because it has real power through the Holy Spirit.
祷告的能力乃是借着圣灵。
Don't ever think that prayer is useless. Prayer is powerful.
你不要觉得祷告没有用，祷告乃是大有能力。
So you might think, well, what are the reasons for praying?
我们为什么要来祷告呢？
Since God is all powerful, God is all knowing.He knows our needs even before we ask, as it says in Matthew 6, 8, your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
因为我们想说，如果神是全能全知的，他在我们提出要求之前就知道我们的需要，就好像马太福音第六章说，你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
If God already knows our needs better than we do, why do we need to pray at all? Why doesn't God do it for us?But He knows needs to be done.
如果神比我们自己更了解我们的需要，为什么我们还需要祷告呢？神为什么不为我们做他知道该做的？
Well, first of all, He gave four reasons, very important reasons. First of all, it's our connection.
这里有四个理由，第一个就是我们与神的联系。
Remember this, we pray to maintain and to deepen our communication.
祷告就叫我们能够保持并且加深与神的联系。
We keep the communication lines open so we know His will.
我们保持这个交通的渠道能够畅通。
Now, if you're in a battle, if you're on the front lines of a battlefield, one of the important things is you have your communication lines open so you can talk and know from your commander what needs to be done.
但是如果我们在征战的里面，如果我们在前线，最重要的就是保持通信的畅通，可以知道啊指挥的意思。
Always keep those lines of communication open.
我们要不断的保持那个交通的通畅。
It's so important. Now, World War One, World War Two, they would string out lines of communication. Now we have wireless communication.That should be a reminder of you. The wireless communication that we use our cell phones all the time reminds us that we need to pray to God.
在一战二战的时候，很重要那些通信兵，他们要用人手去奉献。那当然，我们现在就有这些无线的通讯，我们这些手机这些的通讯设备都提醒我们说，我们需要祷告。
Number two is our surrender. God wants us to want what He knows we should have.
第二点就是祷告表示我们对神的想法。
So prayer keeps our minds attuned with Him and enables us to see our needs from God's perspective.
祷告就叫我们的思想与神来协调，让我们能够从神的角度来看我们的需要。
So prayer is a surrender to the will of God in cooperation with that will. We are submitting, we are surrendering to God in prayer.
所以祷告就是顺服神的旨意。
It's our dependence. God tells us to pray for our needs so we will acknowledge Him as the source of all we have, all we need.
祷告第三点啊，就是说到我们对神的依靠啊，我们承认他是我们一切需要的源头。
So we are continually dependent upon God. We need to continually pray.
我们不断的依靠神，我们也就不断的。
Prayer is also important for our preparation.
所以祷告也是我们的预备。
So God wants you to pray so that your capacity to receive His gifts might be enlarged. God wants you to pray to prepare our hearts for His answers.
借着祷告，我们里面的容量可以扩大，让我们能够接受神恩赐的能力可以扩大。
There are some very important applications to this.
这个就有很重要的应用。
You see in this verse 18, the word all having an expanding meaning. It means everything with no limits.
在十八节这里啊，这个是所有一切，它有不断扩大的含义。它的意思是一切没有限制。
So first of all, we pray all kinds of prayers.
祷告有各种各样的祷告。
It means every kind of prayer you can think of. There's nothing that cannot be prayed for, and there's no situation in which prayer is not helpful.
这包括我们所能够想到任何种的祷告，没有任何东西是不能祷告的，也没有任何东西祷告不能带上帮助。
You know, not just the big things you pray about the small things too. Everything.
不光是大事，也是小事，一切事。
Family, a husband and wife relationship, you communicate with each other over the big things and the little things.
那在家里夫妻的关系，我们不光是在大事上交流，小事上也是交流。
Stuart Briscoe wrote this. He said, "When our children were small, we were trying to teach them to pray. We had three kinds of prayers."
Briscoe 写到哈，当我们孩子小的时候，我们教他们祷告有三种，一种是。请求的祷告，感谢的祷告，抱歉的祷告。
So parents, teach your children from young age these three prayers: please prayers, thank you prayers, sorry prayers. These are prayers of petition, of thanksgiving, and of confession.
所以这个孩子们还小的时候，我们教导他们祷告，就是有请求的祷告、感恩的祷告和忏悔的。
So it's very important. At young age, we learn to pray.
所以孩子们从小。祷告非常重要。
And then prayer, pray on all occasions, it says here.
第二个就是要在各样的场合祷告。
Bible tells us to pray when we're thankful.
圣经告诉我们说，感恩的时候要祷告。
When we need to confess our sin or wrongs to Him.
当我们认罪的时候要祷告。
When we're sick, when we're in danger, when we're tempted.
当我们生病的时候，当我们危险的时候，还有我们受试探的时候，都要祷告。
We pray in public, we pray in private, at all occasions, church and groups.
有团体的祷告，我们有个人的祷告。
I want to remind us of this prayer too. On all occasions, this prayer is a verse that we all need to know in our hearts. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven.Will forgive their sin. It will heal their land.
这里我愿意提醒大家非常重要的一节经文，在历代志下17:14。这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
All kinds of prayers, all occasions.
这样的祷告。各种的地方来祷告。
The New Testament mentions the prayer was made on the solitary place or on a mountaintop or in the temple.
圣经里新约里面我们知道说可以是一个独处的地方，可以是在山上，可以是在圣殿。
Or on a housetop, or on a ship, or in the house, or in the church, or in the prison.
可以在房顶上，可以在船上，在河边。在教会里
And believers are also encouraged to pray in their own rooms if your closet is big enough in your closet.
所以那里也有勉励信徒可以在自己的房间或者壁橱里祷告。
We should have a place of prayer, but all places are also a place of prayer. So we're reminded of this fact, there is no need to get to a place of prayer. Pray wherever you are.
所以我没有必要特别有一个祷告的地方，无论你在哪里都可以祷告。
It's good that we pray together at church.
在教会一同的祷告很好。
You can pray not just Sundays and Wednesdays. You can pray every day of the week wherever you are.
你是周三或者是主日来祷告，每一天都可以祷告。
So that brings us to number four. We are to pray at all times.
这就是我们要讲的第四点。
The New Testament prayers are offered before daylight, before the sun had even come up, the prayer is given.
新约里面有记载说，在白天，或者在日出之前就有祷告。
On the Sabbath day, when alone and when together.
在安息日，在独自的时候，在一起的时候。
All night and night and day, and continually to be in prayer. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:17.Pray without ceasing.
有整晚的祷告，有昼夜的祷告。听到罗尼家前书那里说，不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing. It's kind of like you breathe without stopping. You don't think about it. You breathe continually. You pray continually.
不住的祷告就好像我们的呼吸，它不会停。
Maybe some of you heard the play or the movie called Fiddler on the Roof.
你们有人也许看过这个电影。
And in this movie, it's very interesting. This older gentleman, and he's a milkman, and he does his business, and then when he goes to do something else, he's always in conversation with God.
那个电影里面这个人他很有意思，他不管做什么事情，他都是与神交通。
So we can pray always during our day and throughout our day.
我们可以在整天。
There are some reminders to remind us to pray.
这些有一些提醒，帮助我们要祷告。
For example, you brush your teeth.
比方说你刷牙的时候。
Now, you know what you can do when you're brushing your teeth?
刷牙的时候还可以做什么？
You can pray that God would give you wise words.
你可以祷告说神给你智慧的话。
You're cleaning your teeth. Ask that God clean your mouth and give you wise words to speak.
在清洁你的牙齿，但是你也可以祷告神来洁净你的齿。
You wash your face.
和你洗脸。
It can remind you of the fact that we need to also ask that God would give us a cheerful countenance, a face that would shine His glory.
那我们洗脸的时候，我们可以提醒我们祷告，啊，让神能够借着我们发光。
You dress yourself every day. You're going to see that's a good reminder.
每天穿衣服的时候，可以提醒我们说，我们要穿上神所赐的军装。
So, it means that we are constantly in contact with God, like the soldiers on the battlefield, connected with their commander. If we live in an attitude of prayer, we're always in the presence of God.
我们与神的连结，就好像战场上士兵跟他们的指挥要有这样不断的连结。
Our key application here is this: pray for all things.
最重要的应用就是为着一切来祷告。
The New Testament again records prayers for safety and forgiveness, for food and faith.
新约里面我们看见，为着安全，为着宽恕，为着食物，为着信仰，都在祷告。
We pray for other people. We pray for healing. We pray for spiritual wisdom. We pray for relief, for rain, for children, our children, health, and for spiritual strength.
为他人祷告，为医治祷告，为属灵的智慧祷告，为从痛苦中得释放祷告，下雨的时候祷告，为孩子祷告。
So, we need to be alert as the soldiers of Christ. Be alert, be awake, watch and pray.
所以我们是基督的精兵，我们需要警醒。
You must live your Christian life with dual focus.
我们基督徒的生活，我们要有两个重点。
You perform your everyday work, whatever that might be, that sustains your life and your relationships.
一个是我们每天的生活，还有人际的关系的生活。
At the same time, you wage a battle against the powers that are designed to destroy you.
那同时，我们有一个征战，我们知道说有一个力量想要摧毁我们，我们要与他征战。
But Paul used the dress, the armament of a soldier, a Roman soldier, as a picture of our Christian.
保罗就用那个罗马士兵他们的军装来做一个比喻。
So Paul summed up his message on spiritual armor with this fact that we are to be fervently praying, putting on that armor.
所以保罗就迫切的祷告说，我们要穿上这个军装。
I don't know, maybe you've heard this prayer before. This is an interesting prayer here. This young lady.Prayed this prayer. Dear Father in heaven, so far today, I've done pretty well. I haven't gossiped or lost my temper. I haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. But God, in a moment, I'm going to get out of bed. From that point on, I'm going to need a lot of help from you.
这里有一个很有趣的祷告，就是说，亲爱的天父，到今天目前为止，我做得很好，没有闲聊，没有发脾气。没有贪婪，脾气暴躁，讨厌自私或者放纵，但是神，我马上就要起床了。从那时起，我需要你很多的帮助。
We need prayer. You know, I taught J. Rogers Middle School for about 14 years.
我们需要祷告。我记得我在。中学教书大概有14-15年的时间。
I thank the Lord that at that middle school there were several Christian teachers. So every morning before school started, we would meet together for prayer.
我记得那里有几位基督徒的老师，所以我们每天早上会在一起祷告。
Each of us would take turns praying for a specific prayer request or praying for different things that needed prayer.
我们会轮流的为不同的需要而祷告。
We prayed for the students, we prayed for the teachers, we prayed for our principals, and we prayed for those who were troubled.
我们为学生、为老师、为校长，也为那些有麻烦的祷告。
And one thing that was very interesting to me, one of the persons always would close the prayer would close with this: praying, putting on the whole armor of God.
告总是说穿上神的全副军装。
And I'd like to illustrate that prayer for you today. I'm asking not only us as adults, but young people, you need to learn to pray this prayer. So I'm going to ask a young person here. Solomon is going to be my assistant. Come up here.
今天我请一个年轻人和 Solomon 来做我的助手。
Some of you, I don't know, maybe the night before you lay out the clothes you're going to be wearing the next day. I don't know. Maybe some of you are that organized. My wife can be that way, but I'm not so organized. But I know where everything is, and I pick it up and I put it on. And as you dress yourself, think about putting on the whole armor of God.
也许你们做朋友条例，每天晚上脱下来衣服，你们都知道放在哪里，需要的时候去哪里拿。
So first of all, you realize, I'm weak. I got a lot of things happening today. I don't know how I'm going to get paid. So first of all, you acknowledge my weakness and ask for God's strength.
如果我们意识到我们自己是一个软弱的人，我们要祷告，好求神给我们能力。
But this is what we're to do. The word to overcome our weakness with strength. Be strong in the Lord. And in His mighty power.
所以我们要记得说，我们要用神的能力来胜过软弱，要依靠主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Then the next very important thing you need to do is you need to put on the belt of truth. You need to put on that belt.
第二，就是这个带子，用真理当做带子束腰。
Now you need that belt of truth. That's what girds you up, gives you strength.
你需要真理当做带子束腰。给我们力量。
And so we overcome falsehood with truth. We stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
用真理胜过谎言。
Now, don't ever go out with your belt. Without your belt, your pants may fall out.
所以我们出去的时候，只要记得我们需要有带子，不然我们裤子会掉下来。
Then the next, we need to put on the breastplate.Righteousness.
这个公义的第三个是公义的护心镜。
We overcome evil with good. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Christ that protects our hearts, helps us do right.
良善胜过罪恶，用公义当做护心镜，这是。
Then we need to remember to put on our shoes.
接下来我们要记得我们要穿鞋。
And so we overcome anxiety with peace. We stand firm with your feet fitted in readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
用平安胜过焦虑，要站稳了，就用平安的福音当做预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
I don't know which shoe you put on first. Maybe the right shoe or the left shoe. I don't know which shoe you put on first. Peace with God and the peace of God.
我们不知道你穿鞋的时候先穿哪一只脚呢？我们从神的平安和神在一起的平安都要穿在脚上。
Then we need to overcome fear with faith. We need to take with us the shield of faith.
信心胜过恐惧，我们要拿着这个信德当做平台。
Taking up the shield of faith, you can extinguish all the fiery arrows of the evil one.
念经拿恶者一切的火箭。
Our grandson got a gun that shoots those little styrofoam bullets. I thought maybe we should demonstrate that today, but they're not fiery.
我本来想我的孙子有一个枪可以来表演一下，但我后来想还是不要了。
Overcome number six. Very important that we overcome our confusion with wisdom.We need to put on the helmet of salvation. We're assured of our salvation, but we need the mind of Christ. We need to have the thoughts of God.
第六点，用智慧胜过困惑，我们要带上救恩的智慧。
Then number seven, we are to overcome temptation with Scripture. We take the sword of the Spirit. Take the Word of God.Necessarily carry a big Bible with you, but you put God's words in your heart as you meditate and memorize it. So we need to take
圣灵的宝剑，就是神的刀。我们不一定整天都能带着一大本圣经在身上，但是我们要把神的话放在心里。
All right, so the shield of they take the sword of faith. That sword is drawn. That's ready to be used.
我们这个圣灵的宝剑还是预备要用。
Never reminded.Do all this. We dress ourselves. We put on the whole armor of God in prayer, overcoming everything with prayer. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer.
我们穿上神所赐的全副军装，而接着祷告来胜过一切。
So I hope that we learn a lesson from Solomon here, the wise man here, Solomon.You need to put on the whole armor of God as you dress every morning.
愿意我们从这里这个例子来得帮助我们要穿上神所赐的全副军装。
Thank you. Let's bow in prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you. You have given us everything we need for this spiritual battle, this spiritual warfare.
天父，我们感谢你。在属灵的征战里，你供应我们一切需要。
Father, as we get up in the morning in prayer, may we pick up those pieces of armor and we put them on. We take those pieces that you give to us. We might have the whole armor of God that we might withstand, and having done all to stand.
我们早上每天早晨祷告的时候，你帮助我们一件一件穿上。
Just like we put on Christ, we put on the armor.
就像我们披戴基督，我们也穿上军装。
And as we go forth in prayer, power of the Spirit.
那我们要借着圣灵的能力祷告。
Father, I pray, help us never to go out without our armor, the whole armor of God.
哇，帮助我们，让我们记得永远穿着。
Thank you, Lord, that you are. Christ is the head of this house. Christ is the head of our home. Christ is the head of our lives.